it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ. Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body, a soul.
Welcome and good morning. It is another day into the holiday month. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you.
So much left to do. So much.
Yes. What do they say when you have more money? No, more month left at the end of the money. You know, I mean, oh, there I am. Okay. My speaker was kind of off. So, anyways, welcome everyone. I am so excited you have joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Prudence and her new, you've got your logo, everything going good,
right? It's beautiful.
Right?
I love it.
Mindset Reset.
Yes.
And also I have Joe LaSalle here, the action coach. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. Are you, I heard you're already done with all your shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
I
fair.
I take action.
I know.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right, we got Matt on the board. How's it going, Matt?
I'm doing great.
Good. And I know we've got lots of giveaways, and it's not even Fun Friday, but I've got stuff to give away. So we've got the Holiday Swing Big Band Dance, and that is this Friday, December 16th at 8 to 10:30, and I've got a couple sets of tickets to give away on that. Also, I've got a couple sets of two passes to the Roxy Theater, which is a great theater over off of 5001 Vertigo Way in Camarillo. And so there's some really good movies out there right now. So we got that. And I know we've got some of your great motivational T-shirts.
Yes.
So tell about those.
Well, one is totally in line what I'm all about. I'm the action coach, so I have this one that says, "Opportunity shakes the hand that reaches for it."
Ooh, so I like it. You always have the best sayings.
Well, and they all come from his writings.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're all original Joe LaSalle's.
Okay. So today, if anybody's just joining us right now, I just want to tell you a little bit about my show. Even though I have all these great listeners that I've been getting so many little messages, and I really appreciate everybody tuning in every day. But for anybody that's just new out there, adding value every day in every way, talking about people's journeys and how to help each other through this time that if somebody's already gone through it, why not, right? It just can make it so much easier for somebody else. So with that, also, we've got some great guests today, and we're going to be talking to Carlos Dominguez. And when it comes to security and online dangers, many young people say, "Huh, me? Don't worry." But yet, that's how we get in trouble. So I thought it would be really interesting, because everything is pretty much 24/7, and I know that a lot of kids, you think they're safe in their room, and yet they are totally, you know, talking to people from all over the world. So,
if large corporations that have extreme budgets for internet safety can get hacked, you better believe you can too.
Great point.
You know, it's something to think about.
Great point. Also, we have 1,000 Places to See Before You Die with Patricia Schultz, and so we're going to be talking to her. So we've got lots of stuff, and also today is my anniversary. Yeah, everybody needs an applause for that, huh? And you know what I was going to do? I know my husband's going to kill me, but we're going to call him up live. And I'm going to wish him happy anniversary online. So, you know what? He's a great guy, and I'm glad he's my partner. So,
you know, he's always a great trooper, and he's right there with you every event. He's always there. He's wonderful.
Yeah. So let's see if I can get him on the line. I don't know, but You got our song together and all that good stuff. Okay. So let's see. Let's, you know what? Hold on one second. All right, go ahead.
Well, while we're working that out.
I think I gave him my number. How crazy is that? Okay, so we'll try it again.
Well, either that or you grabbed his phone this morning.
God, don't even say that. Okay.
Well, so how did you guys meet?
We actually met when he was remodeling Bullock's department store. Oh, do we got him? Let's see. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008 so that if anybody, we're going to talk about some little holiday questions. I'd like to do that. And but what we'll do is we will give, we'll take our first break after we get my husband on the line here. And let's see if he answers.
You have reached mailbox number 81.
No, he's not answering.
Valiant effort, though.
I know, darn it.
Nice
Maybe
try.
He already got on that I was going to call, you know? He's like, I'm not answering. No, we'll have to try him again. Good thought, though, huh?
Yeah.
Darn it, I wanted to catch him. So, anyways, but, well, let's start off with, I know we're going to take a really quick break, but what I'd like to do is have caller number 2. And they can win a couple. It's a perfect place to go. Holiday Swing Big Band this evening. Oh, my husband. Okay, so Holiday Big Band Dance, and it's the Ventura Jazz Orchestra. And that is going to be at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom on Foothill.
If you've never gone to listen to swing live or big band, it is such a fantastic, fun evening. So if you've never done it and you're thinking, oh, this might be fun to take my gal or to take my boyfriend to, these are fantastic tickets to win. It is such a fun evening.
It is, and we had them in, and I'm telling you, it's going to be everybody's dancing and everything. So I would like to give away 2 tickets to get in, and we'll start off with 2 right now, and then I've got a couple more. So 805-639-0008, caller number 2. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and all right, thank you for joining us here and waking up with us on the Kim Pagano Show. So, Joe, action, what does that mean, that action coach?
Well, for so many reasons, we get stuck in our lives, and we don't take that initial action to build the momentum. I get people out of their heads. I tell them not to analyze, not to even get caught up too much in the emotion, you know, the negative emotion that talks us ourselves out of things and things like that. So I have a complete program, a step-by-step approach in getting a result.
Right, and you know, okay, so if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Joe LaSalle. He's the action coach, right?
Yes.
And I've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you are stuck, this is the time to call at 805-639-0008. When you say that, some people think, you know, I'm one of those people that I just jump right in. Don't even think twice about it. Don't analyze anything. And sometimes that's not always the right way. But in other words, if other people are thinking and analyzing and doing everything, then we have... They kind of maybe don't go in the direction that they need to.
Right. I kind of mix Wayne Dyer with a drill sergeant, you know. So I have both. I tell people after they take the initial action, I show them how to get in touch with using their mental power and their mental thought and their emotions.
Okay. I think we actually have a caller. Jim, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, Jim is here. I just wanted to tell you happy anniversary.
Oh, I knew you would do that. You dorky guy. I tried to call you and you didn't answer, so.
Because it never rings. But I love you. Great minds think alike.
There you go. And I love you, honey.
Enjoy your day, and I love you.
All right. Happy anniversary, honey.
You too, honey.
Okay, bye. You tricked me, too. Okay. Or did he say it was Jim? Yeah, no, you didn't. Okay, you guys got me. All right, well, I'm glad we got that over with, right?
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Lou.
Yeah, we got a really fun night together and stuff. So we're gonna go have dinner and chill out. So
very nice.
All right. So anyway, so that's you know, so many people, we're like our worst enemy, you know, and mm-hmm. So many people need other people to inspire them. why not inspire ourselves? So tell us how we can do that.
Exactly. Well, I roll out of bed instead of roll over, and that's the start of the day, and I tell people to do that.
Ooh,
put a
like
smile
that.
On your face, even when you don't feel like it. You've heard the cliches, fake it till you make it. People need to get animated.
One of mine, fake it till you make it.
Okay, yeah, I think I listen to your show a lot.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I want to make sure. No, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, I mean, get excited. We don't do anything. We don't do anything just by sitting there. I know I never did.
No,
so.
It's all about that, taking action. You know, making a list, working your list, and walking through it. And you know, I was talking to a client the other day, and she's like, "How do you do what you do?" And I go, "I don't know. I just keep going." I mean, if you just keep going, you're going to get somewhere.
Yeah, those who do are the ones that are rewarded. I've been rewarded a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Well, and the action creates the momentum. And when you're in momentum, you don't have time to stop and become afraid. You don't have time to stop and think, oh, why can't I do all this? Because you're too busy doing the thing that you're thinking that you can't do.
Yeah.
So you have to be in that action.
And I tell people, don't make the list first. Do the action first. Then assess, evaluate, then make a list. Because we need to pump ourselves up.
How do you get pumped up?
Well, I was a personal trainer for 24 years, so it's kind of, I woke up every morning, you know, tackling my day.
There you go.
You know, with a smile, with zest and zeal, and it just, you open up opportunities, you actually draw them to you like a magnet.
There you go. I like it. How do you get pumped up, Prudence?
You know what, I surround myself with people that help inspire me, and that I, when I'm talking with them, I become more inspired too, because my brain, as I get to talk about it and I'm sharing with them, and it's kind of this mutual sort of a motivation, and then it's like, okay, great, so now I can be at that higher understanding of myself even, and then go out and do what I want to do.
I love it. That's how I do too. I surround myself with wonderful people. And you know, not to say that not everybody's wonderful, because people are like, well, hold on, you know. But if somebody's really negative, they're going to suck every last bit out of you. And so you do need to be around people that help lift you.
And different people are at different places in their life. And there's nothing wrong with that. And as we get to be in this place where we feel like we're soaring and singing and doing what we love, we get to set an example to other people that they can do this in their life as well.
There you go.
So yeah. It's setting an example is much more powerful than words could ever be.
I like it. I like it. So if somebody's feeling stuck right now, you know, it's funny because the holidays are a great time, but it's a hard time for a lot of people. A lot of people have maybe, you know, loved ones, or maybe they're not feeling like they have enough money to buy everybody gifts. What would you recommend them to do?
Make gifts. Take action. Don't get it caught up in the story that you don't have money. Whatever the story is, I don't have money. Anything that has a don't or a can't or a won't, you know, don't say it. Don't do it. You can't promote positive action that gets positive results out of things coming from desperation. I tell people come from inspiration. So say, what do I have right now in front of me that I can make a gift with?
Ooh, okay.
And I don't even draw very well, but, you know, I get my girlfriend to help me, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
all
or whatever.
The people around you.
She has a craft closet and stuff. And so it's about taking action and inviting other people into your lives that can help you with that action.
Well, and you can make something, but you could also do something for someone.
Gosh, everybody's got gifts. That's one of the things.
Right.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because that is truly it. Everybody has gifts. God gave us all something. And if it's, you know, last night we all went and got a massage. And now I have to tell you, this is kind of a funny story. Okay, so my daughter, my youngest daughter, I got a really good massage the last time we went there, right? And so she's like, I want to sit in whatever chair you were supposed to sit in. You know, like, and so we never know who you're going to get. And so her boyfriend went. Then she sat in, and then I invited another girlfriend, and so she sat there, and I'm like, okay, I'm going with whatever's going to happen, you know. Well, we made reservations for three people, and then we said there's four, and he was like, oh, yeah, no problem, like I would do in business. So who do you think I got? I got the receptionist, okay? Oh. And so I'm sitting there, and my daughter, I just, in my mind, I was like, I'm just going to relax, I'm going to enjoy. And she said afterwards, she goes, "How was it?" And I go, "It's really good. I mean, it just didn't even matter, really. I was there. It was good." So she goes, "Mom, did the fact that they kept trading people because he had to go to the desk matter?" And I was like, "What? I'm not kidding. I didn't even notice because in my mind, I was going to receive the best possible."
Nice. State of intention.
It really was. And so then afterwards, I'm like, "Don't tell me anymore." And that, you know, but that is it. If you choose to have and feel the best you can, you're not going to let any bad in there.
Well, what's beautiful is you were completely in the moment, and you gave yourself the chance to relax, and it didn't matter who was doing the massage. You had no idea. And what's interesting is to see that she was more aware of what was going on. So she kind
she
of sold herself a little short.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. And so anyways, but I just enjoyed it. I'm just in really trying to enjoy each moment and really be in the moment. And I think that is what is it, being mindful.
You know, the other thing it brings up is you can't hold an experience for someone else.
Ooh, I like
you know,
that.
So we might go into something and it's like, "Oh, I want my husband to feel, I really hope he gets this, or I really hope he loves this, or you know, I hope my mom gets the great this, or I hope whatever." We can have those hopes, but if we're so stuck focusing on them, we're trying to have an experience for them versus having our own experience. And how often do we do that in life? A lot.
That's a great point right there. I mean, really, we are all brought into this world alone. And even though we have family and friends and people around us, we have to learn how to make our world chime for us. And I think that is so important. So
yes.
It's the only thing we actually have any power over.
It is.
Is our own world.
Right.
We can think we can influence other people's worlds. And we might say something or be something and they might, you know, make a change or learn something from it. But ultimately, that's their choice, not ours.
There you go. And so how do people mindset reset, Prudence?
Well, it begins by asking those questions. Something doesn't fit anymore. You know,
our whole closet. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, it could be.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
from
I
a
know.
Health standpoint,
right.
It could be that this body I'm in doesn't fit me anymore. This doesn't make sense for me. I need to make a change. And it's beginning to step outside and see there's another way I can look at my life, whether it's from a physical standpoint.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Health standpoint.
I have a girlfriend that I just talked to on the way out here, and we both have a birthday coming up, and her birthday's the day after mine. And she says, I'm not looking forward to it. And so I said, "Why? You know, I mean, you know, I feel like we look good, we feel good." And she goes, "Yeah, I'm going on that this year." She goes, "I'm going to look good, feel good, do good." And it's interesting because if we really live our life like that, that's how we're going to be. But if we're always looking at, "Oh God, another day, another way, how are we going to get through this?" It just doesn't work.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, Just knowing that and staying in that action and believing and being positive and taking people with you.
Right, there you go. Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break and we're going to come back and talk to Carlos Dominguez. And when it comes to security and online dangers, he's going to help us kind of make sure we're making sure that our kids are being safe. And not only our kids, because there's people that think they know what's going on the computer, and sometimes they open up doors. I've done it. Trust me. I had to call my computer guy and say, "Okay, I thought I was in the right spot." So you never know. But what I do want to do is give away one of your motivational T-shirts. So 805-639-0008. Let's think of a question here. Let's see. Which popular Christmas food was an American discovery? And it's actually a drink. So it's something that we drink around the holidays. So the first caller that knows that, and it's funny, some people really like this and some people don't. So do you got it?
I've got it probably a good guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so 805-639-0008, and you will receive one of Joe LaSalle's motivational T-shirts. And what does it say again?
One, it says, "Your true nature is waiting for you to notice."
I like it. I like it. All right, give us a call. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
KZZ, do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's kimpagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And we do have a winner. And Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Okay, so what is the drink?
The drink, I think it's eggnog and...
That's right, right there.
Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. So you
Thanks.
Will win one of Joe's T-shirts, so stay on the line. And I hope that you enjoy my show.
Yes, I hear you guys every day.
Oh, great. Well, you have an incredible holiday, and keep listening.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. Hold on, and Matt will get with you. All right, we actually have our next guest. Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, man. Darn, I knew the answer to that question, Kim. Too bad I couldn't play.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Carlos, and thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
Well, I am a executive over at a small little company called Cisco Systems.
Tiny little place.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just finished concluding this World Connective Report, and what we're trying to do is really try to understand what the future of work is going to be. And we found some really interesting statistics about this younger generations, about their beliefs and attitudes about technology and how they're using it.
Okay. And, you know, it is kind of scary how kids and, you know, even actually everybody stumbles on different things in there. I mean, it's one of the best things we've ever had in our world, but yet it's really scary.
Yes, it is. I subscribe to that everything has good and bad. But, I mean, if you really break it down, I think the good in this particular case far outweighs the negative and the bad. But it requires a little bit of focus. So, you know, one of the things, I don't know if your listeners are aware, but we ran this report. And, you know, they said some really interesting things. And this report actually took place where we interviewed college students and young professionals from all around the world in 14 countries. And, you know, what came out of it in summary was that they are so dependent on the Internet as an integral part of their lives. And many of them said that the Internet is as important as air, food, water, and shelter. You know, they
wow.
said that they preferred 2 out of 3 of the survey group said that, you know, if they had to choose between the Internet and the car, they'd actually pick the Internet, which breaks my heart as a car lover.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, and I can see that, though. You really can, from the seat of your home or walk somewhere with your computer. If you have the Internet, you have access in such a different way.
Well,
but
it opens up the world to you. So if somebody's, you know, can't get out of bed or can't, you know, or is homebound, other than, you know, if our electricity's out, right? But
right.
most of the time, you can be in part of the whole world. I mean, you could be anywhere, which
well,
is
the,
great.
Well, the world has become our next-door neighbor.
Yeah, it's made
because
very,
of the
very
Internet.
Small.
So what were the, I'm curious then, what were some of the things that you found that people were doing that really are just not safe?
Well, I mean, there were a lot of things that they were doing that I think we need to kind of address as parents and as in the workplace and also in education. But, you know, one of the things was quite interesting on the whole notion of their perception of privacy. 1 out of 3 of this survey group actually said that it was okay to share very private information on social sites like Facebook.
Wow.
And, you know, the outcome of that is also quite interesting. 1 out of 4 of these folks under 30 have actually experienced identity theft, which is a number much higher than, you know, than traditional people. So, you know, obviously, you know, being a father of these three, we have taught this generation how to share and play, but maybe they're sharing a little bit too much.
So way too much information.
Well, and I've heard that, you know, be careful not to put on there. People will say, oh, I'm going away on vacation, or I'm doing this or doing that, and that's kind of a red flag for people to know you're not home.
You're not home.
Go check their mailbox. Go whatever. It is kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's these attitudes that you know, we kind of really need to address. But you know, the report also had tremendous insight for business leaders. You know, one of the things that this generation said was that 80% of them believe that the policies around social media or the devices that they're using are really outdated or are really, you know, they disagree with them. And, you know, that kind of leads to, you know, a whole notion where 61% of them or 3 out of 5 of them are actually thinking and saying that protecting corporate information on their laptop or on this smartphone is not their problem. It's the problem of the corporation. And these attitudes are also leading to that 70% of them are actually saying that they are violating the security policies within their company. So, you know, we need to understand it. We need to go deeper on this thing. And, you know, we really need to, you know, address this both at the corporate level and with these employees.
Well, and it, in some ways, by doing all of that as well, you're opening up the companies to, you know, who knows what viruses or potential threats. And in some ways, companies does seem that they have been almost too free in allowing employees to have access to computers. And I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek because it's such a tremendous help for a lot of people in businesses. But at the same time, most people, and I don't know the numbers, you might have the statistics for this, but most people do some level of personal information on their work computers.
Yeah, I would definitely
correct?
Say that.
Well, they do. You know, but the interesting things, Kim, is, you know, that I kind of worry about is, you know, if you really start thinking about the future and the future of work, and, you know, this generation that we interviewed, there's 80 million of them. They're the largest workforce in a few generations, and they're hitting, you know, the workplace, you know, at tremendously big numbers. And their attitudes, their beliefs, and their behaviors are what they are. And, you know, what this report highlights is what are their attitudes and, to get the conversation going, whether you're a parent or to get the conversation going from an executive in a company to say, you know, what should we be doing differently? And what might surprise you, I think the right answer is that we need to do some things from educating this generation, but I also believe that the older folks that, like me, that are 50 plus, really have to understand and embrace these technologies and also, you know, be able to change some of our policies that may not be the best in recruiting this generation and actually may be quite outdated.
So what do we do to keep ourselves safe?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that we can do to be safe. One of them is common sense in what information you share in a public forum. And, you know, things like social security numbers, driver's licenses, passport, and credit cards, and things like that. You know, there's very few cases that you actually need to give them away. You know, the other thing, too, that we discovered was that actually 1 out of 5 of this generation are actually leaving their devices or computers unattended in public areas, right? And that, to me, just isn't a smart thing.
And, you know, that's another question I have is, you know, if you're in an airport and you plug in and you go on somebody else's Internet, right, can anybody log into your stuff? Is it not safe?
No, those things are safe. Of course, if there's a really sophisticated hacker, they can hack into anything. But it's highly unlikely.
Oh, okay.
I think where it gets even, more dangerous along the same lines is we also found a very big tendency for this generation in public areas like cafes and stuff to loan their computer or smart device to a stranger allow them access in an unsupervised manner. So, you know, from a just common sense perspective, watch your privacy. Don't leave your stuff unattended. Don't give your device access to people that you don't know. And then from the work perspective, I think we need to be smarter about social media. And I actually kind of embrace it. And in our company, we've done something that I think is fairly innovative, where we're actually seeking out the skills that this generation brings to us and asking them to reverse mentor us, right? So, you know, a lot of our executives here, including myself, have a young Gen Yer that's actually saying, Carlos, this is how I use these tools, and, this is what you can do with it.
Wow.
And I think that's extremely beneficial.
All right.
I do have just one more question. Smartphones. Is there something different that we need to be aware of? Because I know on my computer, I feel like I know, okay, how to take care of it, how to protect it, viruses, whatevers. But from the smartphone end of things, I don't really know how protected or safe my phone is with information. Is there a trick for smartphones or anything different that we should know?
Well, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people that have smartphones actually have not invoked a security code on it where, you know, it's kind of a pain that every time you're going to use it, you got to plug in your 4-digit code. But, you know, that kind of really makes a big difference. And in a lot of the smartphones, particularly, they allow you Internet access from a computer to either locate it, which is interesting, but even more interesting, if you end up losing it, it allows you to remotely wipe the data that's there. And it's really quite simple to evoke that capability on those phones. So those are things that I would tell you probably make sense for you to explore a little bit more and really have an understanding of it. And then it's all common sense. Don't leave it around. I have an 18-year-old that leaves her phone everywhere. So we get a call, from always someone, hey, I found this phone somewhere. So she's one that I'm definitely not going to allow to do much with that phone.
There you go. All right, well, thank you so much. And, I think that there's so many more tips that we can talk about. So I'd love to have you back on and, figure out some more. Because there's so many ways, and that really is our life today. I mean, that's everybody's
evolving.
Got an iPad, an iPhone. And, you walk into restaurants, you walk into airports, everybody's got it. So
everybody does. It'd be a privilege to come back, Kim. And the other thing for your listeners and for anyone that wants it, you can actually get a copy of this report for you to be able to really, learn what we've learned. And you can get it at Cisco.com.
Okay.
And all you got to do is search the word connected report, and you can get a copy of it.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, and have a great holiday.
You too, Kim. Thank
All
you
right.
for letting me be part of the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And for anybody who's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Prudence here. We've got Joe LaSalle. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We were just talking to Carlos Dominguez, Senior Vice President from Cisco. talking about, you know, making sure that we're good on our computers, that we're not letting other people in. And now we actually have Patricia Schultz, and she's going to be talking to us about 1,000 places to see before you die. So what a great book. I've looked through that, and it's talk to us. How are you?
Hi, very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So this is the second edition, correct?
Yes, the first edition came out in 2003. So this is really something of a complete makeover, a radical, extreme makeover, because so much has changed in the world since then. And, you know, the nature of any travel book, I think no sooner does it come out and the ink is dry than it needs to be updated. And this was a major update. Mm.
So 1,000 more places to go?
Yeah, or? Exactly. There you go.
Well, the revision, which just came out a few weeks ago, has hundreds of new places. But the way I did that was I was so attached and so still in love with the original 1,000 places that I kept most of them by reorganizing and merging sometimes two and three of the places into a single write-up, so that there are still 1,000 places and there are hundreds of new places, while having kept almost all of the places from the first book, but adding new material, new information, updating them, revising them, etc. So as a whole, the revision really is kind of unrecognizable from the first, and in full color and with a lot more budget-friendly hotel and restaurant recommendations
as
well.
So, Patricia, how many have you been to?
About 80%, maybe.
Really?
I want your job.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
So
I have a nice job or what?
Yeah.
But
now,
it is very demanding, because I'm always, you know, people are often feeling that, you know, oh, I've seen Italy or I've done South America or I don't need to see Canada. But, you know, I'm out there to prove that you can never, ever see it all. And that these 1,000 places are really just a sampling. They're not meant to be like the only 1,000 places to see in the world. But I hope that the book opens up people's minds so that you're aware that there's more than just, you know, Napa, Sonoma, and Disney World. That it's a big world, and that the possibilities are endless.
Definitely. You know, we just had an overwhelming amount of phone calls for Joe's T-shirt, and I would like to give away another one. And that if anybody, you know, wants to try calling back, because, Matt, we have another one. So 805-639-0008, and we'll take caller number 3. All right. I'm sorry, Patrick.
Oh, no. What I was going to say is, I'm of the mind that if there's something in the world that I want to see, I have this chance to do it now. I want to know that kind of at the end of my rope, wherever that is, at the end of the line, that I've gotten a chance to visit and see the things I've wanted to see, because no one else is going to really be able to see it for me. So I love the idea of this book, because it gives some ideas of places that I might not even know exist in the world.
Well, it's true, because the book is a great mix. You know, the reason I so enjoy doing it is because I was given carte blanche to just pull together my favorite places. So they're really well-known places that do deserve to be seen. I mean, I don't mean to downplay the Grand Canyon, because, you know, who hasn't heard about it? Well, it's grand for a reason, because it's unlike anything else I've ever seen anywhere. But there is also then, you know, the flip side to that, you know, a lot of quirky, unknown, off-the-beaten-path kind of places that you've either never heard of, or maybe you've heard about them, but you don't know where they are or why they need to be seen. So I'm glad you say that you want to see it now. You want to acknowledge now that life is short. You know, there's only one thing we know about in life, and that is that we're not going to live forever. So if travel is important to you, and I think it should be, because it's so special to how we develop and how we change and grow as an individual. And that's not going to happen by sitting on the sofa and watching, you know, travelogues on your flat screen.
There you go. So, I know, Joe, you had a question?
Yeah, Patricia, I was wondering two things. One, do you know what the percentage of Americans that do travel outside the country for vacation or traveling just to see something? And what do you think the biggest hurdle is for them to, if they're not traveling, what's the biggest hurdle that they have in order to travel?
Well, I think that the one statistic that you hear kind of bantered around is that, give or take a percentage point, only 30% of Americans have passports. And actually, that has always stunned me. And actually, it was far less than that until a few years ago when this new law was put into place where to visit Canada, Mexico, et cetera, Americans for the first time ever needed passports. So it bumped up to 30. But that, you know, that's just so wrong. I agree. I know that we have things and places to see here in the U.S., and I have a very ample U.S. chapter, but it should never be about understanding yourself in the context of your own country, because it's only when you leave your country and America and travel abroad that you come back with a different mindset and different eyes and with a newfound appreciation for what we have here. But I think you should mix it up, you know, and for every two or three vacations you take in America or less, that you go abroad and, you know, check off some of those places that you've always wanted to see. And a lot of people write them off, oh, I can't. Well, no, you can, because as Americans, we can travel very easily. It's our birthright. We don't realize how much of the world cannot leave their countries because they can't get visas or because their governments don't encourage it or allow it. So I think the biggest hurdle that you mentioned is just self-imposed and self-created, because there is no hurdle. I know that budget is always the foremost thing, that people think that places are too expensive, but there are ways to work around that. And, you know, so you don't go for 2 weeks, you go for one. And if you don't go during the high season when the weather's nice, then you can go during shoulder season or even off season. And if, you know, you've always wanted to go on an African safari, well, maybe you need to scale that back a little bit and, you know, win the lottery first. But in the meantime, there are dozens of places.
Okay, so Patricia, give us some of the places. What are we going to learn when we read your book?
Well, for example, now off season, January, February, and March, Europe is so doable, and the great cities like Amsterdam and Paris, London, Rome have so many great world class museums and festivals, and just really sitting in a cafe in Florence and watching, you know, what is like a cast from a Fellini movie. And Venice in off-season in January, February, to me, is just magical. And there are no people and there are no crowds. And the Venetian people are very lovely because, you know, they're catching their breath in between one horde of tourists and the next. South America is very doable and very budget-friendly. Ecuador is beautiful. Peru and the Andes Mountains and all of the market towns up in the mountains, or Cusco and Machu Picchu, or Bolivia and Chile has an incredible coastline that's very indented like the fjords in Norway. And, you know, South Africa, I was talking about Africa before, the safari, I think it's one of the great experiences in anyone's life, is to save up and make that African safari happen.
I know a couple people that have done that, and it's been amazing. So
yeah, no one ever comes back except, you know, speaking in superlatives and an oh my God kind of revelatory thing that, you know, you've been to the San Diego Zoo, you've seen, you know, your share of polar bears on television, but to see wildlife in Africa
is amazing. Joe, I know you had a question.
Yeah, is any of your personal experiences during your travels in this book of 1,000 Places? And if not, are you thinking about writing a book?
Well, you know, this book is my scrapbook.
Okay, so
this is
your travels.
Yeah, and it's everything that has ever knocked me off my chair, and the reasons why for each of these 1,000 places is here.
Patricia, how did you get into traveling so much? What was your passion? What happened to you that made you want to just live your life like this?
You know, I guess a huge part of it was that my parents, I came from very, very, very modest means. We never took summer vacations except to the Jersey Shore, which nowadays, because of reality TV, we have a very different image.
Yeah.
But for us, it was a three-hour drive away in the family station wagon. It was very innocent, but, you know, from 4 years on, it's my earliest memory, and I was in the back seat of the car like a week ahead of time. I was just so excited to leave everything that was comfortable and homey to me, and to strike off and, you know, feel the wind in my face. And it was exciting to me. It had me understand that beyond our little bubble,
yeah,
there's a whole world out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know. And if anybody, you know, just wants to literally go within our, from our little bubble, there's just so much more world out there, you know. And we were talking about 24/7 on the computer, but actually go there and be a part of it. So
yes,
I would,
in the here and now, and in the three dimensional.
There you go.
Amazing, the experiences you can come back with.
Well, thank you so much. And your book is 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. So, you know, time is of the essence. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you
being a guest.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thanks.
All right. Well, gosh, you know, it's like there's gifts all around us. We just need to know how to take them. And like we talked in the very beginning of our show, is sometimes we're the ones that stand in front of us. And if we can make our little list, you know, I did this at the beginning of the year, and now I could tell I'm like winding down and ready to start my new year, is I just pick a couple, three things that I need to accomplish in my day. And so you're not overwhelmed, but I carry it, one in my car, one at the side of my bed, and just start making lists so that you can get out there. How do you accomplish what you need?
Well, I don't do an affirmation. I mean, a January 1st resolution. I say make your life every day a resolution.
I like it.
So, and take action before the first of the year. You're wasting 3 weeks of your life if you don't. So I tell people right now is the time to take action. And if I may say so, I'm doing a workshop on January 5th. It's the action workshop, and this month's theme is on if you're stuck in your health or your capability, any physical capabilities that you want to achieve for the new year, so that you can have an ongoing physical.
When you say you're stuck in your health, maybe you're not feeling good, but yet you can't find the right doctor.
You're not moving.
Okay.
You feel that it's difficult to move.
Okay.
You're anywhere from 40 to 50, 60, even 30. If you're having any difficulty moving in your life, this workshop is to get you up and get you moving.
Joe, where is it going to be?
It's going to be in Westlake Village at 3262 Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Westlake Village, Suite Office 206.
Okay.
It's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. And more details will be on my website.
Or you know what we'll do is we'll put it on my website or on my Facebook, so anybody can definitely go there, Kim Pagano Show or kimpaganoshow.com. And then also, if for some reason, I know a lot of my listeners have sent me little cards and little things saying that they don't have computers, you can always, call me here at 805-639-0008, and they will get a message to me. So definitely, so if you are interested in doing this, I want to help you out so you can get there.
And if they have trouble finding a place, they can call me at my phone number at 805-512-2191. That's 805-512-2191 and joelasalle.com.
All right. Okay. And Prudence, gosh, it's almost over. And I want to thank you for being here. And really quick, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on.
Well, beginning of the year, my favorite thing about, like Joe said, resolution is sort of such a misnomer, but I believe in setting a theme and creating a theme for the year. And so actually I have a workshops coming up in January as well. And we're going to be telling you more about that as it's coming closer, because Kim and I are going to partner up and do something fun for everyone. So my company, Mindset Reset Coaching, and you can find us at mindsetreset.com. You can go on and register, and we'll get you information. It's very exciting, though, to set a theme that you can carry throughout the year. And mine's been about being bold. My theme this year is about being bold and stepping out and taking, like Joe says, taking action.
Taking action.
So let's find what that theme is for you.
There you go. I like it. And, you know, we were all meant to do different things. So it's important to find out what your gift is, What lights your life up? That's what it's all about. What lights your life up? So with that, gosh, it's been great. And I thank you so much for being a part of our show. Matt, thank you for all our callers. I know I kept you busy over there. And, oh, there goes our phone again. If anybody did not get on the list for the Holiday Swing Big Band, we have more tickets for tomorrow. So we had a, you know, it's a great, it's going to be fun. I think it's just going to be really fun. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm not interested in that because it's the old town. But that's what's, it's like life is a big circle. You need to enjoy.
It is so uplifting, and you just can't help but feel motivated after listening to Big Band live.
Definitely. All right. So with that, we have a caller. Penny, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love you.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Peter.
All right. Love you. That would be my mom.
Hi, Monica.
All right. So, okay, with that, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is a loving person lives in a loving world. A hostile person lives in a hostile world. Everyone you meet is your mirror. So remember, surround yourself with people that you want to be like, because that is, it's contagious. So with that, I thank you so much. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.